You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KVATXQ, listen.
Connected to CMN Network.
K8RUH.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Good morning, Anthony. W8RCY. As you know, Sean's out of town, but he was on his repeater phone yesterday, and he was sounding wickedly awesome on that thing, for sure. But I guess he's getting his new toy this morning, and he might be heading back this afternoon.
Good morning, Donald. Yeah, I think I knew, I didn't know when he was going, but I think I knew he was going, so. And it would make sense that he would sound really good through a phone and all digital, so that's cool. Hopefully he gets the vehicle and gets back on his way and makes good time.
I believe he went through Canada, and I heard a little bit of the transmission he had earlier in the day, more so than later in the day. But his trip was slightly delayed by some construction in New York, but he had smooth sailing through Canada with his rental car and paperwork with all that. But there was even issues with that, but that's for him to explain. But so yeah, like I said, I was just impressed. It's probably, I mean, I know Wally's got the same type of thing on, I guess they're both on Apple iPhones, and that's how that system works. It works on their network or software. And his sounded better than Wally's ever, you know, I'm not knocking Wally's, but I mean, for him to be out of state like that, and I don't think he ever tried in Canada, but I knew he was in New York when he tried back in the afternoon, and he was solid. I was just, you know, it's amazing. With all the digital technologies that are out there, you know, Echo Link, TV Switch, Hawk radios and things like that. They had to be about the best sounding system I've ever heard.
Yeah, I use that one also. Like, you know, sometimes when I say I gotta get into the office and then I get back on the radio, that's usually what I'm on, because a radio, an HT doesn't really get out of my building. So if I'm on the radio, and in the office, I'm on repeater phone.
Oh, I thought in the office you were on HOIP, that Cisco thing. I thought that's what you had there. Or do you have one of those, too, over there?
I have one of those at home. I don't have one of those at the office.
I'm so disappointed. Yeah, but anyway, you know, like I say, before I even got my ham ticket, which was 2 years ago yesterday, happy anniversary, I was on a POC radio, and I was using the Zello network, and I still use the Zello network today because we use it for instant messaging and racing purposes. We don't really talk on it much, but a little bit I was talking back then on a POC radio, this was probably even before I met Sean in the summer of 2022. Those were pretty good sounding then as well, and you could put a SD card in it, or not an SD card, what's that stupid thing? Goes into cell phones. But SIM card, that's what it is. You can put a SIM card in it, you can put, you know, other cards in it, so it can work both as a Wi-Fi POC radio or a cell phone or what. And those were pretty cool little gadgets back then, but I accidentally dropped it and it broke into pieces. I had a very slow, painful death.
Yeah, those talk radios are frustrating, I'll say. I have a couple of them and have them loaned out right now, but they're a little frustrating. You know, you gotta wait to, when you tee up, you gotta wait a couple seconds to start talking, and they're just different, and in my experience, don't work that well. I think, you know, I've been looking for the replacement for the Nextel two-way chirp system, and I guess those are as close as it gets, but they're still not a real good replacement.
You're showing your age mentioning the Nextel two-way. I know, because I've had, and I was in the cell phone business involved with Nextel as an independent agent, where I was selling Verizon, Sprint, and Nextel through an independent agency. But my POC radio, when it was on Zello, I was able to talk crystal clear overseas on the IRN network, and I still have my IRN account, and I still use it, but I just use it through my phone. I don't like having things in my phone. That's why I have radios. But if I do modernize anything, some of the technology has gotten better from when I was in POC radio. How much better, I don't know. But, you know, you look at the technology, how it's changing everywhere else. So I'm looking at an alternative to connect to a two-way radio through and not have to use my phone all the time to do it. It's a nice backup to have in the case of an emergency, because I do carry my phone more than I carry a radio and a phone with me. So I can, get in with my cell phone through DV Switch or Echolink if I had to reach somebody. But I just don't like having that kind of stuff in my phone. I want my phone to be my phone. And with 102 apps in it, I don't need any more apps in it that I already have.
Yeah, you know, again, it would make sense that you'd talk crystal clear overseas. It's just, it's just a cell phone and using the cell networks to communicate. So, you know, it's interesting, and it's just an interesting different mode of communication. But it's, you know, it's 100% infrastructure reliant, whether it's the internet or it's cell service. But if you have a use case for it, or you have friends that are using it, it's a great tool, that's for sure.
My POC radio phone thingy, it's almost like an R7. It was very modern in design, and some people thought it was a Motorola. I said, no, but it's what they call Radiotone RT4 was the model number. And I had a touch screen, Wi-Fi capability. So I never really put a SIM card in it. You could put 3 SD cards in it and 1 SIM card in it. And I have these little independent cell phone companies right through the 12-mile Dequindre corridor here where Sean and I live. You can get one from just about any carrier you want. I could slap that in there and you get like 100 minutes or so of data, or I can't remember the exact format of the thing. But it also gives you cell service, and it's like a prepaid cell service. I never used my POC radio for the telephone. I just used it for, the POC side of it, Zello, and I talked either on I used it mainly just to talk on Wi-Fi, because there's a ton of Wi-Fi in this area where I live. You know, all you got to be is a member of Xfinity, and every business up and down 12 Mile and Dequindre, you had service. I mean, I'd be sitting there at the cozy cabin, you know, that the guys meet on Saturday. I could talk on my POC radio, come home and talk on my Wi-Fi system's POC radio, because Xfinity is just about everywhere. So, yeah, that's what it was. But then again, like I said, this was like 4 or 5 years ago I had it, and I can imagine what differences and changes that are out there and the improvements that are made. The cell phones, though, are still 3G and 4G, and obviously 3G is gone. So how much longer sports he's going to be around. Last I heard, about another 2 years.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. That's what a lot of those talk radios are relying on is 4G. So if that goes away, all those companies are going to be selling snake oil. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But yeah, that radio you had sounds interesting. It certainly may have looked like an R7, but it wasn't if it fell and broke. So, but yeah, like I said, they're interesting, but if you have the use case, it makes sense. But otherwise, it's just a cell phone that happens to do some data modes and, you know, whatever. You can talk on different networks, but it's just a cellular device at a certain point.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm joking about how the RT4 looked like the R7. That's almost like the DM32 looking like an XPR. I mean, the similarities were quite close. But, I think my Radiotone RT4 was slightly smaller in size because it was shorter than my XPR 7550s that I had at the time. I got mine in 2019. But, lost my train of thought here. See, look, this is what happens when you get old. But, yeah, the fact of the matter is we use it, like I say, I have it on my phone, and I use it through IMSA. We use the Zello network. We actually have a business account with them, and we use it for just instant messaging because doing voice during a race is impossible. That's why we use high-quality headsets with noise-canceling mics for whatever actual radio transmissions we use. But for instant messaging, text messaging, getting messages to and from race control down to the pit boxes and the race teams, it works quite well, and it works quite flawlessly, and it works everywhere at every track that I work. I only work 6 to 5 different locations of the 13 race schedule. So, yeah, and it's got its pluses for sure.
Yeah, I would assume as long as you can get everybody on one mode of communication and their cell service, that it would be a pretty useful tool.
That's another thing. When I was on the IndyCar side of racing, and Verizon was the title sponsor, Verizon would bring cows, you know, cellular on wheels to tracks like Detroit and on Belle Isle, and they would put up this, I think it was maybe about a 100-foot tower on a trailer, and we used it for communications, again, texting between race control and the pit boxes and the paddock for private instant messaging, but that's all it was used for. And now that I'm with IMSA, a different sanctioning body, a different series, we still use it there, but we just don't use Verizon, we just use Zello. So, but yeah, the technology's there, it's just, you know, how you get it supplied, I guess, because pretty much everybody's got it. But so anyway.
Yeah, it's interesting how everybody adopts something just a little bit different, right? Like, I'm sure there's another group that's adopted some other messaging mode, some other app that they send text messages and voice over. So it's, like I said, as long as you get full adoption, it would work.
Well, now, in today's world, 2026, the IndyCar series, the IMSA series, and NASCAR have a medical company, Global Medical Response, also known as AMR. Here, I mean, there's AMR private ambulance services here in the Metro Detroit area. That global company is the contractor for those three sanctioning bodies, and they run P25. At the track. We all run basically basic RF. We have to keep the communications lines open to the public for the public to listen in on scanners between the communications and the drivers and their cars. They get to listen to all that. But in 99, we had some drivers killed, and people on scanners in the crowd knew about the driver's death before people in the paddock and in the pits got the word from race control, because their channels were open communication. So I've been working with P25 for quite some time, but in our fleet of equipment, either an IndyCar or IMSA, we don't have in our equipment fleet P25 radios. So when AMR comes to the track to work a race event, they supply us with radios to have in our race control to communicate back and forth. So, and then they pick up the equipment when they leave. But, yeah, so that technology for P25, so not everybody knows the condition of a driver at the time of an incident, is now kept private.
Well, that's probably a good thing, huh? You don't need that kind of stuff broadcasted.
It was an oversight. It was a mistake. It was immediately corrected the following year, because that accident, that one bad accident happened during the last race of the season in 99. But by the following year, the safety team, especially in IndyCar, were the first to adapt P25. And then when AMR, as a global company, came in and starting to get more involved in the safety side of racing, the medical side as well, you know, it's not just the people that get to the scene of the accident on track, it's the medical personnel that arrive at the point of an accident as well, because they're right there in those trucks. They have immediate, you know, drivers are immediately taken care of. All that line of communication is their own secure private line, and we just have a little bit of access to it so we can monitor. We hardly even talk on it, but monitor the situation. So track safety, track cleanup, get the track back to green conditions as quickly as possible can happen. But number one priority is, of course, the driver.
Well, it would certainly make sense that each layer has a different mode of communication, so that's probably a good thing.
Well, I know you've acknowledged, you know, or experienced in the world of racing like I am, but you said the key word. You said the key word. There are a lot of layers in our communications network that we use, and just the, like I said, since 2000 has that one line of communication is now secured and kept private. But for God knows how many years before that, radios have been in racing since 69, 70, I think it was, and when we first started hearing about them getting into race cars. And it was one way. It wasn't two-way. Drivers can only receive, and then, because, you know, back then, drivers, you know, it's just like, you know, walking and talking and chewing gum at the same time. They're driving a race car and at about 150, 180 miles an hour. Now they're doing 240, and, you know, all you gotta do is push a button on the steering wheel and talk. But the communication systems that are even in a race car now are even mind-blowing sometimes. But yeah, so there's been a lot of advancements, but, you know, you hit it right on the head by saying the number of layers that are involved. There are a number of layers, definitely.
All right, Donald. I am getting ready to pull in the driveway here. I will, maybe I'll connect with you tomorrow morning, and we'll get to hear all about Sean's travels and his new whip. But I will catch up with you later. Have a great morning. This is K8RUH. And I'll be clear on the final.
You are definitely 100% correct on that. Who knows, maybe Sean will be too tired and might take an extra day off. That's a lot of driving in the course of about maybe 24, 36 hours. When I was younger, I'd done bonsai runs down to Florida nonstop. But I was much, much younger. I was actually less than half the age of what I'm about to be. But, yeah, so. All right, you have a great day. Stay cool. I don't know how muggy it's going to be today, but I have not seen the weather yet or anything. And, yeah, all the best to you. safe travels home, if I don't hear you. BRC, whoops, nope. I was on some stuff at GMRS this morning. W8RCY, I knew I'd screw it up. We're clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
KZO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WACIJ.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8PIJ.
W8FU.
Hello, is that in town?
Well, you were right. I'll tell you what, putting an antenna on this thing is going to be a bear.
Very little metal. You might have to go to the very front. Where do they have the external antenna for the satellite?
All the way toward the back center of the roof. There's a little room between it and the back of the. It's a panoramic, you know, with a large sliding glass window. So it takes up damn near the whole roof.
Yeah, I'm just going to be interested to see how you handle it. You on your way back?
Yeah, I've been on the road a couple hours now. I did make a stop. about 38 miles out of Syracuse. So I'm still about mid-state, upstate. Kind of brave the Canadian trip home. I just don't want to battle with the weather in northern Ohio and the extra hour and a half.
You're connected to CMA.
All right, well, drive safe. I got to get paperwork here. So, interesting to see you. See the new vehicle. All right, catch you later. Okay, yeah.
Pretty much just looks like the old one with a couple of little fancier things. All right. We'll see you. W8FU.
I'm asking, which way did you decide to come back home today, Victor Delta?
I'm doing Canada again. I talked to the guy about it. He said, I don't have any problem. You got all the paperwork. It's pretty obvious what happened. So, there's pretty big storms rolling in northern Ohio, and add to that, it's an extra hour and a half. I'm just going to brave it, New Canada again.
Yeah, an hour and a half, couple hours of the drive is worth it. Besides that, there's nothing like buying liters instead of gallons.
Oh, I'll be topping it off in Buffalo. So that, unless I want to stop for a beverage. No need for me to make any stops in Canada.
Well, if you take Motrin, that's the place to get Motrin, because they sell 400s over there. I'm back where I'm supposed to be. I'll stop later. Drive safe. WAB.
All right. Yeah, I'm just learning everything. This thing has a lot more crap going on with all the electronics, so... Just trying to learn it all, figure it all out. It's quieter, it's more comfortable. So, all the things I wanted accomplished. All right, catch you later. W8FU, portable 2.
Later, W8FU.
K8PR.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
Where are you now?
I believe I'm in Greater Rochester area, although I'm in the Ontario service area, so... I don't know what that means, but I think I'm near Rochester.
Oh, okay. Are you going back to Canada?
Yes, I am. But I go this route either way. Take this over to Buffalo, and then you can either go down around the lake or you can go up over it. But there's supposedly some pretty bad storms in the north of Ohio, and it's an hour and a half to 2 hours longer, so I'm just going across Canada. It's easy, no storms.
Yeah, it sounds like the wise move. So how's the new vehicle other than the roof issue?
Pretty much everything I expected, you know, and I'm not disappointed. It's quieter and smoother, so they clearly put a little bit more, sound deadening material in this one. The leather, I don't even know if it was real leather in my other one, but it's more supple and, it's a little bit more comfortable. It's loaded with tech. Oh, my God, this thing's got so much tech. I've been on the road now for 3+ hours, and I'm still trying to figure everything out. Now, obviously, I got to drive, but it's been a pretty desolate drive. But this thing's just got some, it's got the adaptive cruise, the lane departure, the, you know, it'll even, you know, it'll even come to a full stop, and it'll even adjust your cruise to the speed limit that it knows of, and it's, you know, and it knocks it down, like you get to a construction zone, and in New York, they're real strict about that. It'll knock you down, and you can tell it, you know, knock me down, but I want to go plus five, you know, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, really? Wow. That is cool. I didn't know they had, so that it'll actually tie into the speed limit. And so you can give it a plus or minus, huh? That is pretty neat, huh? I do like adaptive cruise control. It's one thing my car does not have. I wish it did. I always wondered if I could add it.
All build your own. Yeah, this has got that. It's got the 360-degree camera. Oh, and the backup camera. It's got the 360, and then plus it's got the backup camera. They're different. But it's got a button. If I hit it, it'll put the back camera up on the display and leave it there. It doesn't time out. So if I'm like hauling something, I can have that up in the display the whole way. So I really like that.
Oh, okay. That's not distracting. It's kind of weird to look at.
I don't know. No more so than all the other gadgets they got in this thing. I think it's more... I'll tell you what, I'm trying to figure out. I got Apple Maps. I've got Google Maps. Now I've got Ford Navigation. It's like, I'm trying to figure out which one to use. Right now I'm using the Ford Navigation just to see how it works. I don't think I've ever had Ford Navigation. And I could live without that. And the moonroof, you know, those are just, okay, whatever. I think this trim level automatically comes with the navigation and all that. But it's got the memory seats, and it's got, you know, memory mirrors. And I don't know. I'm still figuring out what all it's got in it. So it's just like a really nice version of what I got. Several years newer and tons of miles less. What's that like? It's nothing special, though. In the end, it's just a Ford Escape.
Yeah, but it's a nice package. Yeah, for those memory seats, all that, I got all that, too. You got to program your key, so you got to, you know, it's called My Key. And that's a little bit confusing about how to set that up, but just follow the instructions carefully, and it works.
Yeah, I had a little bit of that in my older car, not the current one, but my work one, believe it or not, has that My Key thing. And there's not a lot you can do with that car. You can, like, set maximum volume level and speed limits, and, you know, it won't, you know, nagging for the seatbelts and stuff. It's just, like, it's minor things. But I noticed in this one, yeah, so Andrea could get it all set up for her, to her key fob. And then I could have it set up for me for my key fob, and then when it knows it's my key fob, it'll adjust the mirrors and the seats and everything. That's the way I'm understanding it. And yeah, I remember it was a little persnickety to set up. Isn't one the master, or is that in the past they did that way?
No, I don't think one's the master, but I know you can set up one for your kids that has a lot of restrictions on it. You know, like it won't let you go over the speed limit, it won't let you do certain things. So, but I've never played around with that because I have no need to.
Hold on, got to get past the po-po here on the highway.
Yeah, what engine does it have in it?
It's got that 2-liter turbo, EcoBoost 2-liter. You got to get that one in order to get the towing package.
Yeah. Is that what you had in your old one?
Yeah, in that regard, they're the same. And it's pretty stout. You know, it's all the zip I need. And, you know, it gives it that industry unique 3,500-pound towing capacity.
Yep. Sometimes I wish I had that. Anyways, yeah, I got the 2.7 turbo, six-cylinder turbo. That's pretty quick. Well, I'm just out where I gotta be at doctor's appointment in about 10 minutes. 2 minutes out. All right. Catch you later. Drive safe.
Okie doke. Yeah, I'm an hour out of Canada. But it's to run a grip across Canada into Port Huron. So, all right. Anywho, I don't know if I'll have this on because, you know, I'm enjoying playing with all the gadgetry. So, if the road gets wide open and I can putz with it. I'll tell you what, this adaptive cruise in the lane keep. I can take my, I can be a little less attentive. It'll take care of most everything, especially if the road's clear. Get used to that, I'll tell you what. All right, later. Good luck to the doctors. W8MU, stroke 2. KF8DRC, W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KBA WTA Portable, Van Dyke and Nevada East, KBA WTA.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FU, VE3. Although technically, do I have to designate the VE3? I'm not on a radio in Canada. I'm on my phone. And furthermore, I got a P.
W8EDD.
Well, I don't know if it's my connection on Rogers in Canada or what, but I just heard W, that's it.
W8BPD.
Good afternoon, Brian. Sitting here on something or other, I don't know, Queens Parkway or something. In traffic jam. Joy. Says I got 3 hours and 23 minutes to get home, but I don't know how much this is going to add.
I'm just leaving work, and I think I'm going to go home and relax today because this week is, I got a 7:30 Zoom meeting I got to be on for the Woodward Dream Cruise. That's right. Doggone it.
I should be just coming in about that time. I'll I'm going to be just walking in the door. It's hard to jump on. I'm going to have to rely on others to relay to me the important and pertinent information.
Well, I'll be taking some notes. I don't know how thorough they will be, but you know, write this stuff down so I can remember some of it.
Seems like my connection is pretty bad here. It looks like LTE. And,
yes, sir. It's a little bit choppy.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WAV. You make it home, Sean?
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WAFU, back in the USA.
Welcome almost home. Home.
Yep, I'm just passing the Michigan Welcome Center in Port Huron, and I am at full speed on 94, or am I still on 69? I don't know. I think I'm on 94. Anyhow, just got off the bridge. Well, I'll tell you what, the bridge, this bridge crossing was a dream. Pulled right up, not a car in front of me, pulled right up to the guard booth. Guy wished me well, sent me on my way. Boy, I'll tell you what, I wish all crossings were like that.
Oh, absolutely. I've always enjoyed the Sarnia crossing, more so than either one in Detroit. And obviously, I've yet to try the Gordie Howe crossing, but yeah, definitely Sarnia was always easier for me over the years. So, should be home in under about an hour then. All right, well, I will let you go. I just wanted to welcome you back, and, you know, we'll be talking. Can't wait to see the new vehicle somehow, some way. And, you know, sounds like it's going to be a winner all around, except for the conversation I think you had with Phil this morning about the all-glass roof and an antenna kind of a thing. But you guys are pros. You'll work it out.
Oh, I assure you that. I'll figure something out. I haven't really had time to look at it and scratch my noggin, but it hasn't been a car that's knocked me yet. The only problem is, you know, if you get the antenna top dead center of the roof, you get good, you know, good, nice ground plane in all directions. Definitely not going to get bad. It's going to definitely be offset, you know, because they've got the whole roof. This thing is panoramic or whatever. But, yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. It was, it's loaded with tech, man. It's like, it's just like the one I had. You won't even hardly notice the difference. Except for, if I start driving you to breakfast again, you could have a memory seat, the memory. No, wait a minute. Maybe that's just for the driver. So, but it's just a loaded version of what I have, several years newer and tons of miles less. So. And I just thought I'd let you know, I was bored. I think it was Route 9 or Interstate 90 in upstate New York. And so I gave Mike a call. So we had an interesting chat. And that is ongoing.
Yeah, copy that. He informed me that you two had connected, and I wasn't going to really mention it over the air. But, I heard a lot of positive came out of that conversation. So I'm glad it finally happened, circumstances aside. But, from what little bit he gave back to me, it just sounds all positive. So that'll be a discussion down the road as well. And other people will be in town next month, so. Okie dokie then. Like I said, I'll let you concentrate on getting home the rest of the way. And like I said, welcome back. And, I'm just happy for you that you were able to find what you were looking for and a little bit more. After yours, this is W8RCY.
Hi, now, the only thing that would have been better is if I could have actually found a brand new one with this exact spec. But this one with 5,000 miles on it, and I got it at a significant discount because of that. I kind of can't find better. So, all right. Catch you later. I gotta clear up and call my ex-wife. I don't know. I'm back in the States.
Been nervous the whole trip, so I'm going
to just let it all back and see if she wants back in a few. W8MC. KCHKJO. Quick wave to you, Tom. Long time no talk. W8RCY.
Good evening, Sir Donald. Yeah, I'm usually in and out now because I'm, usually talking to my coworker on GMRS as we travel all over, green pastures of Michigan.
Well, definitely with all the rain we had in spring, there is sure a heck a lot of green out there for sure. I can't even see the downtown Detroit skyline from where I'm at anymore. The trees filled in so much this year. Worse than ever, and I've been here coming up on, well, this is like my 13th summer, and I've never seen it filled in so much. So definitely green pastures for sure.
Oh, yeah. The only thing that you can't miss is up here in, bird almost in my windshield, up here in just south of Yale. Is cruising on M19, and there were two big beam antennas at this one house on the west side. They were, big, like NADSA big.
You sound surprised. Were they possibly recently erected and structured?
No, they appear to have been there for a while. I mean, they got the guide wires and everything, so. But there's one on each side of the property, 2 feet beam antennas. Oops. Just knocked the bird out of the wind. I just don't know, it was pretty cool. Two huge masts and a big beam up there. You can see the rotators.
Copy that. It's been a while since I've been up that way. Probably like 50 years or so, or more than 50 years, probably late 60s, 66, 67. And I've had a conversation with you about it before. They're off of Bell River and Weber Road there, the bridge. I remember when that bridge, you couldn't even drive a vehicle across. It was so rickety. But yeah, so it's been a while since I've been up that way. Up through M19 north. I think I've only been through it once. We got rerouted coming back from Forrester, and we took 46 across and 19 down. But that was several years ago. I mean to get back there, but I don't know if it'll ever happen. I'm still trying to get up north to Marquette one day before I'm not able to drive that distance anymore. It's hard for me to do 5 hours just to go to Indy or Chicago.
That's kind of funny, because that's the way I came home, is came down 46 from Bay City.
Oh, yeah? Where you at?
Currently just coming through Emmett and 69 on M19. But, yeah, I blew through Sandusky and all that on 46 and tried to take the scenic route.
Go ahead, Donald.
Well, I knew you were on the phone, so I kept Tom entertained till you jumped in. So I will clear out and I'll let you two talk. W8RC1. Tom, good talking to you. Go briefly.
Take it easy, Donald. 783 to you. Sean, you wouldn't know if somebody up here in the Yale area with two big beams on each side of their house, do you?
No, really, the only person I know of that way is that, what's this called? Guy with the big 80-meter loop, SOB, is that his call or something like that? He's got kind of a, he's got a call like mine, except for it's, I got to do my guess for you. But anyhow, I think his name is Sean, too. But I don't think he's there. I don't know where he is exactly.
Oh, okay. I guess I was just coming down from Yale, and on the west side of M-19, just north of Emmett, there's this house tucked in the woods there, and he's got these two big masts, probably about as tall as Bill's, and a couple multi-element beams up there. I'm like, that's an HF guy all the way.
I think Hank lived up that way. I wonder if it's, Hank's been gone for a number of years, but I wonder if it's his stuff still up. I don't know. But, anyhow, I-94 coming up on the Fred Moore Highway. Bye-bye.
Oh, did you go through Buffalo and Niagara Falls, or which way did you come across in Canada? That's the only way I can think of. KJKJO.
Yeah, I mean, the only other way to go is down Windsor and up, or, and, you know, and I can, it's about six, one half dozen the other, but the bridge crossing in Detroit, they hang you up for an hour, you know, for a long time anyhow. And so it's always faster to take Sarnia if you're cutting across. If you're, like me, on the north of Detroit, but, yeah, getting out, but yeah, the Buffalo, Niagara, you know, that crossing there. And, everything went really well. You know, everything was uneventful. The drive was really easy. The car is, everything I had hoped. And, just trying to get used to all the, technology, because this was ramped up and crap. The bridge crossing at Bluewater was, just a little bit ago, was incredible. I felt guilty because I was just blowing past this line of trucks, and there's nobody in front of me, passenger. I just pulled right up, paved, and I pulled right up and had my interview, and we chatted for about 2 seconds. He's like, asked me about the car, and, like we're old buddies, and sent me on my way with a good luck. And, man,
that was a crossing, end-all crossing.
How nice that was.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, Sarnia and Blue Water, I mean, that's the way to go. You know, the tunnel and the bridge in Detroit just takes forever, and you're actually somewhat going out of your way. You know, unless you're going through Chatham up that way, but I always go through Sarnia. I have for years since I was a kid, And that's why we went over to go to Buffalo, was, you know, through Niagara Falls, way faster.
Yeah, again, it depends where you're going. For me, it's if I'm not going to Windsor, Essex, you know, then yeah, that's the way to go. But if you're going to Windsor, definitely go. I got a restaurant I want to go to in winter. I hear that the bridge is free for bikes and pedestrians, so I may go down there with my bike and go across and do this restaurant thing I want. I've had on my bucket list for quite a while. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, I'm just glad to be home. This feels like home. I drive this all the time. So, kind of nice. First time I've been in Canada since I got my enhanced license. As a matter of fact, my first enhanced license, I got it, and I had to renew it. Now, it doesn't expire until this September, so I renewed it early, but I never got to use that license, that enhanced, but I did get to use it this with my new one, so that seemed to help, I guess. I don't know what it's like if you don't have it. You just got to have first dibs, right?
Yeah, I have my enhanced. Melissa has hers, and the kids have theirs, and we just haven't crossed over in years, I think, since my grandfather passed away in 2003. I've had no other real reason to go to Canada. Well, I mean, I can go see my uncle. He lives in London. So maybe we might get it, make, do that a trip in the future after she gets the car fixed, I guess. You know, since we got a car that'll make it. Because I'm sure not going to take my cruiser into Canada.
Well, I didn't see much of it. Like you said, I made one stop at one of those little on-route oases or whatever on the way out. That was still the, where I get, I think I got a coffee and a breakfast sandwich yesterday. And today, I didn't even so much as, well, I came to a stop on the freeway for traffic, but so much as slow down or stop for anything on the way home. So I tanked up in Buffalo just before I hit the Niagara crossing. And I was tempted, if I'd have been there any longer, if I just saw one of those little on routes, I'd have probably pulled in and got a drink, but I still got my half, a third of my Diet Pepsi from Buffalo. I'm doing okay. And I had somewhere on one of the turnpike, what do they call them in New York? They have their little island or oasis. I can't remember what they call them, but stop there. Because you can't get Burger King. They got a Burger King there. I just want a cheeseburger, right? Because they're easy. You know, you can eat them. Yay, Macomb County. Woo-hoo. Just crossed in. You know, they don't sell them. You can only get, the closest thing you can get is a junior offer. And I'm like, really? So cheeseburgers are great for driving because they're easy and they don't make a mess. Nope, they don't sell them.
Now, that is crazy. You know, after, that's just ridiculous. I've been to that oasis, though, on the QEW. You probably stopped off there in London. That's like within a couple hours of Sarnia. And it's really big, and they got a restaurant in there. It's like, and they got a park and trees all planted on a hill.
Yeah, I think they call them en route. And there's usually three or four restaurant choices. There's almost always a Starbucks and a Tim Hortons and, you know, some couple of others. Chick-fil-A, I think, or was Chick-fil-A in New York? Chick-fil-A might have been New York at theirs. But that was a turnpike in New York, so you expect they have a, with a limited access turnpike, you expect they have those. It was nice to have. I don't know if I'm breaking up a little bit. My phone just made some funky beeps.
Yeah, you dropped out a couple times, but you came back like you normally do. Oh, and just to let you know that Richmond FBI, meets right up there in Yale, does pretty good. So, you've got good coverage up north.
All righty. There's a little barrel on the inside knee or shoulder, a 94. You're just sitting there all by itself. Crazy. All right, there's my tower site. Now I really feel like I'm at home. Had a nest. Oh, well, he told me he had a nest up there. Oh, boy, look at that thing. Good grief. I wonder if they're at it.
Yeah, Wally and I told you about that nest up there. And he said there's nothing you can do until they leave. And they should be gone by now. You know, if they're spring birds. I mean, what is it, ospreys or what was up there?
Yep, osprey, and they, we call the DNR when we, you know, to get the all clear. They usually send somebody out and they say, yep, you're good to go. But, yeah, the juveniles got to take wing. Once they do, we go up there and we can knock the nest down and clean it up if we desire. We don't generally do that. We just hope that if we have to go up, I don't know if that would help them not come back, you know, so. If I got somebody got to go up there and do some work anyhow, I don't know. It's a good idea. I think I'm going to call my guy, ask him what he does. So it might be wise to pay somebody to shimmy up there and destroy the nest.
Or at least go up there and check and make sure no little bald heads pop out or something, you know?
Oh, I'd get the all clear from the DNR before I'd send anybody up there. But if I got the all clear from them, yeah, unless they get up there and the DNR was wrong. And but I think by now, as we're getting late in the summer, I think they've all taken wing or very close, if not. But flew the coop, as you will. But yeah, it won't be a bad idea. I think I'll check into that. Up for a number. Anywho, I'll be glad to get home. I do like driving. I really do. I get on these long, monotonous drives, and I realize I enjoy it.
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's what I did. I was down in Clayton Township at 15 and Grosbeck, over by Comtech. Got done with that pretty quickly. And I said, okay, what else you got? She goes, can you go check this one in Carroll? I'm like, sure. So I buzz up to Carroll. I'm like, well, I'm not going to go up Van Dyke because I hate going that way. I hate Van Dyke. So I went up 75 over to 81 and then took it in that way. Took care of that. Was done early. And I'm like, all right, what else you got? And she's like, how about Bay City to go check this one out? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I'm like, I'm not going to 75. So I took 81 back, and I took a different route, got into Bay City, took care of that run, got that referred out, because it was right there in downtown Bay City, and then I came back, and I just took 46 all the way across, because I didn't want to deal with 75 and 69 during rush hour, so took 46 all the way to M19. Nice long drive, saw a lot of windmills. KKKKO.
Had some jack wagon and a rickety minivan getting all road ragey over here by 21-4. Not happy with how fast everybody's going, even in and out and everything. I wasn't going slow in the left lane or anything like that, so it wasn't really me, but he was zipping all around me.
The idiot Karen's out there that, you know, it's me, 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 and only me on the freeway. What did you end up picking up? Was it another one like your FU vehicle, or is it something different?
Yeah, same thing. Just it's a, I mean, you probably won't even be able to tell the difference. You know, they're both black on black, the tapes. Differences. This one's 3 years newer. So if you know, I mean, got like the HID headlights and there's some other things that I noticed, of course, you know. But outside of the wheels looking a little different than the HID headlights, there's not, well, in the panoramic mover, but you wouldn't even know, you know, any of those things. It's basically outwardly exactly the same. And inside, though, it's quite a bit different. The technology and electronics package is just night and day, and a little bit more premium interior. Definitely quieter, which was my one complaint with that car. I thought, you know, I wish it was just a little quieter on the road. And this one is absolutely much quieter. It's got a very nice, quiet cabin, so I'm very, very pleased. That was one of the things. Besides wanting all the creature features.
Now, is it a hybrid, or is it just, or is it a full gasser?
No, full ice engine. I would have looked into it. If the hybrid was capable of staying towing, I would have certainly considered one. But it would have been a second choice. I really didn't want to make any second choices. The only thing that got me to drive and do this whole stupid thing was that this is exactly, if I were ordering one, this is what I would order. With the exception of the boom, you know, the roof, I don't have much use for them. It's nice, but if I were ordering one, I probably wouldn't get the roof. You know, just, if nothing else, for the antenna, the difficulty to be antennas. But it's nice to have, and I'll figure out a way around it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's a nice, the other one was a really nice little car. I liked it. I mean, I like my Explorer, and then Rachel's Fusion. My gosh, she got an awesome deal on that. The only thing she doesn't have is the butt cooler, but I think she's got heated seats. So besides that, they're not cooled, but she got everything else in there. And she loves it, and man, does she save on the gas.
Yeah, that's the one thing I was under the impression this had, that I can't figure out how to turn it on. It took me a while to figure out a few things. Like, I couldn't figure out how to get the darn Ford navigation working. Not that it's a big deal. You know, I'll probably use Google Maps more than anything. But, I wanted to try it. It is nice because it integrates with the dash. You know, you got the little things pop up in the dash. Okay, next turn, you know, 6.5 miles, you got to go right. It's right in the dash. This one has a heads-up display, too, so you can have that right up there, heads-up. And the navigation, I could figure out how to turn the damn thing on. I finally figured that out. Well, actually, I haven't. The only way I've figured out to do it is I have to hit the speed button. I tell it navigate home, and then it goes ahead and it brings up the internal navigation. But I haven't found a button yet to get to it, so I'm going to have to look into that. But the other one is the cooled seats. I that's another thing that I saw several places it's supposed to have. And for the life of me, I can't figure out anywhere to turn them on or figure out how that works. I'm thinking it's probably buried in the air conditioning settings or something. I don't know.
I've got to
figure it out.
It should be a blue colored seat icon, a button or icon, and then it shows a scrotum with an icicle attached to it.
Yeah, I like it. No, I don't see any kind of switch or icon or anything. Just like with the factory navigation, I don't see any indication anywhere to bring up. You know, it's like, it's got to be there. I don't know. This thing's got a lot of a lot of stuff you can customize and all that, so I just wanted to get home. So I figured out, I'd say probably 80% of the tech just on the trip home, because the thing will, it has lane departure where it'll actually keep you in your lane, and has adaptive cruise. I could almost let the car drive itself, you know, I didn't, but, you know, it allowed me to tinker a little more than I would have. So when the road got to be wide open and there was nobody around me, and since it was holding the lane for me and taking care of all the emergency stopping and adaptive cruise, I kicked around a little bit.
Yeah, she has adaptive cruise control in hers, and she has, whatever that is, the lane assist, that's what it's called. Your steering wheel shakes a little bit and kind of pushes. Excuse me. Got 7-11 coffee. And kind of puts you back in your lane, and you can make it aggressive or make it mild. I got mine set as mild. The collision avoidance, you look a bit too close, and somebody slams on the brake, the car slams on the brakes for you, and then the HUD pops up with red dots and everything else like that, and that kind of freaked her out. Well, besides that, she loves that car way more than she loved her truck. You know, I like the, I like it too. I use it all the time, especially in rainy weather. It keeps you in your lane. And then you got all the different multi-modes, eco mode, and all, I don't know if it's an all-wheel drive or not, but, you know, I got all the sport mode and stuff like that.
There you go. Yeah, this one, I've averaged 34 miles to the gallon on this trip, but it's been all highway. But I averaged 34.
Yeah, I think she gets 45 on hers, you know, because it's a hybrid, so she gets insane gas mileage with that thing. Oh, off the record and kind of on the side there, I'm looking for a little silver hubcap for a 2016 Ford Explorer. So if you know of any that fall off a shelf or fall in a trash can, let me know.
I will ask, but space is such a premium, I highly doubt they kept anything that isn't current, you know, and I don't think they have anything like that left to be coppered, so, okay, what's going on here? Why is everybody slowing down, like... Traffic's getting a little hairy.
Well, that's from 16 to 22, so it would be the same cover. You know, I just need one, and it doesn't even have to be super pretty. I just want to cover up the bolts. That's all. And if it says Ford on it, I'm happy with that. If it doesn't, that's fine too.
Could you shoot me a picture of the what you're looking for? Might be helpful.
Yes, sir. I'll do that when I get out of the van. I just pulled up to the hangar, and of course, one of the stewardesses is looking in the window, so I could go take care of her before she has a conniption.
Okay, yeah, I gotta pay attention here, get off on 696 and get in my lane here. WAW.
All right, drive safe. Glad you're back home in the home area. And I will chat with you in the morning. 73, KCKGO.
All righty. Yep, I'm gonna probably get out of here. Attention. Final approach. WAV.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WRO. I'll be you late meeting.
KFA, GBA, Tom and Bertrand, testing the repeater.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WAPD.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.